Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is New Year's Day, Monday the 1st of January 2024. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the new year and the opportunity it brings to make changes in our lives. How can we ensure that they are lasting changes? Our Bible passage for today is Psalm 68 and verses 1 to 4. For the choir director, a song, a psalm of David. Rise up, O God, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Blow them away like smoke. Melt them like wax in a fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the godly rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God and to his name. Sing loud praises to him who rides the clouds. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in his presence. Amen. Have you ever experienced a moment when you were overwhelmed with gratitude and couldn't help but say, "Thanks, God"? It's a feeling that comes from deep within when you realise the incredible transformation that God has brought about in your life. Our passage today beautifully captures this sentiment. These verses from Psalm 68 remind us that we can celebrate our spiritual transformation with God by thanking him for his grace, his love and his goodness. It's a call to rejoice and to sing worship songs in the presence of our Heavenly Father. As we begin a new year, it's the perfect time to reflect on the many differences God has made in our lives. Each day is an opportunity to thank him for his faithfulness, his mercy, and his unfailing love. When we take just a moment to acknowledge his work in our lives, we cultivate a heart of gratitude and deepen our relationship with him. One way we can express our gratitude is through worship. Singing praises to God is not only a beautiful way to honour him, but it also uplifts our spirits and reminds us of his goodness. Whether it's in the privacy of our homes or in the midst of a church congregation, worshipping God through song connects us to his presence and fills our hearts with joy. When we gather together as a body of believers, we have the opportunity to share in the celebration of our spiritual transformation. In the company of fellow worshippers, we can encourage and inspire each other as we lift our voices in praise. It's a powerful experience that strengthens our faith and reminds us that we are not alone on this journey. So, as we step into this new year, into 2024, let's make a conscious effort to celebrate the many differences God has made in our lives. Let's thank him for his grace that has transformed us. Let's thank him for his love that has redeemed us. Let us thank him for his goodness that sustains us. Let's sing with joy and gratitude, knowing that our Heavenly Father delights in our worship. May this new year be filled with moments of heartfelt thanks to God as we celebrate the incredible transformation he has brought about in our lives. Thanks, God. As we reflect on these thoughts today, we might want to use this question to help us. How can we incorporate more worship and gratitude into our daily lives as a way of celebrating our spiritual transformation? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we focus on the good news that God uses our mistakes for good.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.